In this week headed into Thanksgiving, we thought we would pause and take some time to count our many blessings.
That's right. It's a time to think about all the good things that have happened. And this is Chick to Chick.
Carrie, it was FDR who said, "This is a date that will live in infamy." Well, I think this is a year that will live in infamy. How are we ever going to forget this year, 2020?
Right. And I think that it's pretty impossible to forget this year. But I think what we should be doing is focusing on the future. I think that it's now time to take all of the things that happened that we've called challenges and all of the bad things that did take place. And we need to pivot, Flora. I really think it's time that we start being more positive about things that have happened over 2020, don't you?
Absolutely. Especially we're in this week, we're headed into Thanksgiving. We're going to be spending time with family and friends. And despite everything that's happened, we still have so much to be thankful for. And we still have so many blessings because good did come out of this situation and good did come out of this year. For instance, what good things happened for you this year?
Well, I want to just double back a minute because I'll tell you the good things that did happen. But I have to tell you, one of the things that I didn't think I would be more excited about for this year, and that was decorating for Thanksgiving. I always thought it was a chore. I was like, oh, I got to take some time. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. What's the table going to look like? And I feel so much more reflective this year about why it's a good time to make it that much more special and why I want to focus more on making it such a beautiful, pretty day, just aesthetically pleasing to be able to have the family that I can have over, come over and really enjoy the day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has special meaning this year.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Now, you did ask me the good that came out of it. Listen, our daughter graduated with a double major out of Penn State. We are so proud of her. We've got another kiddo that is just excelling in her little lane of her life. And she was doing a cyber school. So we kind of are on the good side of how that school thing happened during quarantine. We didn't have as many hiccups. Our family is super, super healthy. We are doing the things that are precautionary and continue to do so. And we're very blessed because none of us, and I mean, even in the extended family, have been sick. So I think that's a big win too.
I agree with you. For me, that was a big thing. Everyone in my family, my brothers, cousins, everyone managed to stay healthy. And I'm really thankful that I was so worried about my mom this year. She lives by herself. She's 83 years old right now. And I was really worried about her. And she managed to stay healthy this year. I mean, it was a struggle for her with the isolation, but she is healthy. So I am so thankful for that. I just feel so blessed. Again, we were all healthy. I did have some challenges this year, but I feel grateful for the extra time that I got with my son this year, that they were home during quarantine, during stay-at-home orders. And I just feel so blessed that I got this extra time with him that, you know, I really didn't count on. And I thought that was great for me. It helped me get through the situation as well. So I'll forever treasure that time that I had with him that I didn't think I was going to get. He's going to graduate in December. And, you know, these kids are now off and gone on their own. So for me, that was wonderful.
Yeah. And we have the same situation with our oldest daughter. She's kind of taking off and trying to find her way during these crazy times. The other kids are still around us, you know, more. And I know we talk about our family structure, family lives, and I don't want to overstep where people have not had anybody at home. You mentioned your mom, you know, but even people who are around our age and even some of the younger kids who just didn't have all of that around them. I'm just sort of hoping that this year, during this reflective time of Thanksgiving, that they can pull upon the things that they learned about an experience that they had during this time, and that it will help make them stronger and just more forward thinking and present them with more positives than negatives, because we need to go into 2020 with a hindsight of 20, or no, going to 2021 with that hindsight of 2020.
The things and the dynamics that have changed within families, I think that a lot of families got closer And they started to think about, you know, what's really important in life. And I do think that a lot of people have reassessed their lives and are thinking twice about certain things that they may or may not have been doing. And this put the spotlight on family and closeness and thinking twice again about what's important in their lives.
Exactly. One of our daughters had a bunch of hiccups along the way this year that weren't really necessarily quarantine related, but other things. And she learned, you know what, if I can't do anything about it, I need to give up the control of it and stop worrying about it. And then she also talks about don't sweat the small stuff. You know, mm-hmm. She's 20. And those are the things that kind of came out of some of her experiences. So my question to you would be, what is something that came out of all of this, an experience or maybe an epiphany or a thought that you had that really kind of changed things for you that you'll take into 2021?
Well, you know, I always have been very, very much focused on family. That didn't really change for me. My focus has always been about my son. My focus has always been about my family. But again, it was a new challenge. And I think the biggest thing that came out of it is you and I and how we had to sort of change what we're doing here. And we wanted to keep the podcast going. We wanted to keep chirping about things that we think that are important to family. And I love the fact that we came together, the two of us, and said, okay, now what are we going to do? Okay, how are we going to make this work? How are we going to keep this going? And we just kept constantly collaborating and coming up with new ideas. And I love that we stayed on track and worked together as a team. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely. And super thankful that I think a lot of it is our friendship. I think it's that we really care about each other and we care about this project, this business that we have. And we cared about being able to still bring people into it and still continue to have conversations. We knew people were, you know, really adapting to a lot of things that were different. And so even though we had to put it in a different setting like this and not be sitting together on a couch, I think we wanted to have some continuity and continue something. So we stayed in front of folks and talked to them and had the same challenges in some ways that everybody else was having, right?
Absolutely. But we figured it out. And I think what's so funny all the time is I'll go, hey, Carrie, blah, 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 blah. And you go, will you get out of my head? Because I was just going to say that.
That is so, so stinking true. It is so true.
How many times have you said that? Get out of my head.
Get out. I don't know why you want to be in there. Get out of it.
I don't actually.
Exit.
I don't want to be in here, actually. So I don't want to be in your head either.
But it's good. I think, you know, we're talking on this theme of being thankful. I'm thankful for friendships because in some ways it was a little more challenging because you couldn't just run to the coffee shop and you couldn't just run out, you know, and get a meal together. Those things were challenging. But for the friendships like yours and others, you know, we got on this Zoom thing, right? This is now the thing. And we were able to still communicate with each other. So I have a lot of things that I am thankful for and will stay thankful for as we go in through the end of 2020.
Thankful, many blessings. We are thankful to all of you that you have been supporting us and continuing to watch our podcast. So we say thank you. And to everyone out there, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving is right.